A lot happening in the social media world is an understatement. This week alone, we have TikTok's fate up in the air. The Supreme Court set to hear arguments today over an impending ban of the massively popular platform. A new law, as you know, signed last spring, requires TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the platform by January 19th, or it's going to be banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. You've got Mark Zuckerberg, who is potentially getting rid of fact-checking, the creator of Meta, which owns major platforms, probably most popular is Facebook. And so fact-checking may go out the window. And then you've got Elon Musk, who's in charge of X, formerly known as Twitter, and he's looking at making some changes over negative posting, too many negative posts. Holy moly. So, of course, we call in Krista Carnes, who is our social media expert here on Melissa in the Morning. She's our guru, our consultant, if you will. Krista, wow, where do you want to start? Where do you want to begin?
I want to start in airplane mode.
That's the perfect way to put it. I want to start with slowly eliminating myself from the internet world. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just to give people a little perspective, I had texted Krista when I heard just about X. This was Sunday night. And Krista's like, I got to collect myself on this one. Could you give me some time? I'm like, sure, absolutely. So I appreciate you coming on because I know this is it's a lot. It's a lot to digest here. So, yeah, airplane mode. I love that. Let's start there. Oh, my gosh. Good grief.
I don't even know what to do. And I just worry because there's just, I mean, if there's a lot of disinformation before, it's just going to, you know, it's just going to be everywhere. We can't trust anything. And I hope that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I'm really being so cognizant of what I watch, how much I watch it. I mean, news in general, but the moderation and I don't know if you've seen some of these memes going around now that you're allowed to say anything about everyone and they're making fun of like Mark Zuckerberg, that he's, you know, that he's the missing link to the JonBenet Ramsey case, because you can just say anything.
You can do whatever you want. But you know what, Krista, what was it? I want to say 2 years ago, who knows, you and I have been working together on this show for so long, I can't even keep track. But I want to say when we knew Elon Musk was purchasing X, and the reason he was purchasing Twitter at the time was because he felt like there was too much control over what was being posted. And to some degree, I don't totally disagree with that. I mean, look at the drone situation. Okay. I look at the fact that the drone situation, thank God people were sounding the alarm, because we still, Krista Carnes, don't know the whole drone story. I mean, I do think that in some regard, we were not utilizing social media to the best of its ability. Something like a Twitter, where originally it was created where people were supposed to be able to say, hey, here's what I'm seeing, like almost a reporter without having the journalistic background, basically. And it was kind of being...
Well, a citizen journalist, right?
Right.
In the moment.
Right.
They weren't analyzing it. Most people weren't saying that they were experts.
Correct.
You know, I mean, this is happening all over the world, but they were showing what was happening so that in certain parts of the world, there's like these authoritarian regimes that would shut it down and
exactly.
like deny anything's happening.
Right.
Look at
all these other countries where they're so in control and people are literally mind warped in some way about why our war is going on and so that's where, like, getting back to Elon Musk, I didn't hate the idea in the beginning, revamping and reworking Twitter. But now where we are is we're just kind of letting everyone just go crazy. And as a local journalist, you and I have talked about this years ago. My biggest concern is I'm competing with TikTok. I'm not competing with major news networks. I'm not competing with other Connecticut stations. I'm competing with TikTok and with Facebook and with Twitter. I mean, my own husband, I love him. I love him to pieces. But my husband will say, did you see this story? Have you talked about this story? And I'm like, why don't you listen to my show before you go check in Twitter? I mean, it's wild. I am competing with social media, and every journalist with any kind of integrity to get the right news out there or any kind of news that has any sort of fact checking, we are competing I'm going to say with garbage. I'm sorry, but this is very concerning.
Absolutely. And I think part of it is that they've sort of like hacked that sort of mindset. And so when you realize that so much of the content and the sharing is done by bots, right? I mean, the behind the scenes, and again, I said this I was at an event the other night, and I was actually talking about coming on your show.
Aww,
and
love you.
And everybody's, oh, we should do this. And I'm like, and I'm going to keep coming back to the fact is we don't own our profiles. We don't own these platforms. So what's happening under the hood, what they're adjusting, you just don't even know. And so it's flooded with just so much garbage. And it's just the human brain is not meant to process.
Right, right.
You know,
and we're working 20 times harder. So forget me for a second, right? Because who cares? Let's talk about just the average person who's listening right now. You're not a journalist or whatever, but you are taking in the information, right? We are tasking the everyday person to check 17 different sources to make sure what you just read or heard is
persisted,
right? It's insane. And so you've got people either totally misinformation going around or people who have just completely retreated and they're not getting the information that they do need. So when you talk about, you know, emergencies or things that actually you have to get information out there to people because it's something impacting your community, your state, your whatever, they're retreating altogether. They're like, I'm not listening to the news. I'm not watching the news. I'm not doing anything. I'd rather hear nothing. Well, that's not good either.
Nope. I would also suggest, if I could add to that, I'd be curious if any of the listeners are experiencing this. I'm getting less and less of my even personal content. I mean, I'm okay. I understand ads have to happen, but it's almost like some of these platforms, it's, you know, every fifth or sixth post is my friend sharing the experience she just had on her vacation. You know, things that like that I've come to use Facebook particularly or Instagram for, it's not going there. I'm an admitted political junkie. I've watched, and this is happening on Facebook, you know, that they turn down political content. What they're serving you is not what you're necessarily ordering,
right?
But you don't say.
So it's interesting you say that, Krista Carnes, because so one of the reasons I keep Instagram, because people know I'm not on social media other than Instagram. I'm off of Facebook. We have a station account, but I don't use Twitter. I've never had a TikTok account. I minimally am on social media because you and I have been literally sounding the alarm for years about this. And I think people are waking up and they're understanding it now. But other than Instagram, here's why I'm on Instagram. I love supporting local. I love to know what's going on at our local farms. I love whenever I want to get like Disney things or Bruins things, wherever. I love little local shops. These are mom and pop places, you know, people who are here across the country who are selling things. They're making these crafts. I love that. And I feel like I can only do that on Instagram versus an online Google search. I have heard from shop owners all across the country in the last 6 months who are saying their content is not being shared. They are not getting the viewership. They are losing followers. And I'm like, wait a second. One of the biggest reasons I was like, all right, cool. We're going to, you know, expose, I guess, more if you want to, was I thought that this would be great also for small business owners who are, you know, trying to use this platform, even influencers. They're not getting what they were supposed to be getting out of these platforms anymore. That's concerning. Very concerning.
Well, but it's also just basic capitalism, right? Like these companies can make more money, you know, when big brands or whomever is paying for advertising. I mean, they've kind of, we've said this, you and I, for a long time, like, if you're not paying, you're not playing.
Yeah,
and like,
right.
You know, and so it was like, you know, it's like, well, there's a restaurant that I love in town. And when they first opened, it was a Mexican restaurant. They had Taco Tuesdays. Tacos were $1. Margaritas were $5. And like, it was packed. And you know what they did as soon as like, for a year they did that, and then they shifted, and Taco Tuesday became no longer as, you know, they raised the prices because they could, because the demand was there and people were already hooked.
Right.
So they kind of got us hooked or sold us. They sold ideas that, you know, oh, this is going to be the great equalizer for small businesses and stuff. What I'm going to be interested in is, even for the big advertisers, if you're going to let all this nonsense in there, like, what kind of return can you possibly get even as an advertiser? Like, I wonder if it's going to end up, because I think advertisers fled Twitter from my understanding, right? Like, it's just, why invest in something that is so volatile, that can be switched? And this is at the whim of the guys at the top. Like, these aren't public utilities. These aren't, you know, regulated, like we've talked about, because so they just, they can turn something on and turn something off. And that's just too risky, mm-hmm. whether you're a small business or you're a big business. I mean, and we have to look at ourselves, because I think in the end, what's going to, the reverb of this is going to cause us, hopefully maybe, to come back offline. Like, I want to,
I'm going to
subscribe to a long-form magazine that I haven't subscribed to in years.
Krista Carnes is our social media consultant here on Melissa in the Morning. We're talking about all of the, I'm going to call it social media mayhem announcements. We've got TikTok, you've got Meta, you've got X, and it just seems like all hell is breaking loose. It's interesting what you said, though, Krista. So do you think that people are going to start reversing using social media? Because I know that's what's happened to me. And you and I have been on this for years, like I said. I've sort of seen this coming. And it's only now that people are going, wait, hold on. I don't know if I want to be on. Well, yeah. So are you, like, done making fun of me for getting off of Facebook and all these other social media platforms? I mean, this was do you feel like people are going to reverse course on using these sites?
Okay, so literally while I was on hold during the commercial break, I got a text from two of my friends, and one of them said, I just deleted Facebook.
Yes!
I cannot see this. If I want to know something, I'm going to go to, like, where people are. And, like,
just tune into Melissa in the Morning, whoever you are. I'm telling you.
I just told them, I'm like, I'm literally on the radio right now talking
yes.
about this.
Yeah, just tune in to Melissa in the Morning. We got you covered. I'm telling you, you and I sounded the alarm. And what's so funny, I'm not going to call out anybody in particular, but people who I know are listening to this station right now, because some of them are obligated to do so, made fun of me for not recreating a Facebook page when I got hacked during my TV days. I was like, you know what? There's so much coming down the pipeline. I'm going to wait this out before I make a new page. I removed myself from, like, so many platforms. And for the last couple of years, it's been like, you come on, we're all out there. What could relate? And I'm like, listen, it's going cuckoo, cuckoo in the big old blue. Let me tell you. And I got a kid. I got to protect. I'm out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm getting there with Instagram too. I'm slowly. I haven't posted a reel on Instagram in like 3 months. People think I'm slowly getting off of everything. I'm sorry.
No. Because here's the thing, and this is a generational, like, there's like a demographic situation here.
Mm.
You and I, and anybody older than us, we remember the before times, right?
We remember
when
we had MySpace.
You know,
I don't even know if any of you know what MySpace is.
Newspapers, weekly, you know, three news networks. Who do you, you know, which anchor do you like the most?
Right.
Who you, like, it was
Walter Cronkite was literally my idol. Yes, correct.
Right. And it's just a deluge. I saw another post yesterday regarding the horrificness of the firestorms in California. And somebody said human beings were not meant to consume so much trauma.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just.
No wonder our mental health is so off the charts. It's
exactly,
awful.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think what you're finding is, like, we've documented that kids' mental health, and that's like the kids that are native to this, that know nothing. They know no before.
This is all
time.
They know.
All they know. That's who we have to actually focus on, I think, protecting, because I think it will be easier for people of a certain age to say, you know what, I'm putting this down, right? Like, I have my friends on WhatsApp, you know, I have my friends on text threads, and, like, I've stayed in touch and stuff, but because it's just lost all of its, you know, it's a lure. This 17-year-old I was with the other night, she said she's still on X because she scrolls it. She says it's just nothing but pornography. And because he's open, there's no limits, and it's just overwhelming. So do I think there's going to be a critical mass? Yes. And I'm hoping that people, you know, I would rather share with you, Melissa, an article that I read from a reputable journal and say, hey, have you seen this? I mean, I think we appreciate because of our experience with it, the benefits of sharing, of staying connected on issues, and you know, not hopefully not staying in our little like bubbles, but those are, these platforms are designed for bubbles, and the confirmation bias, and just, you know, I just don't know that it can survive, nor do I think the tech bros at the top really care, because in the end they're making money,
right,
and they're getting their regulations, and there will be enough, so they're not worried about the greater good. Like, is it, you know, I think part of the challenge that you and I talk about is like there's some like sort of deeper like questions that we're asking about it, you know, over and above just one or two platforms. And, you know, what kind of space do we want to operate in? What kind of community do we want to have? How, mm-hmm. you know, do we care about being civically engaged? Do we, you know, and making change? Because scrolling doesn't do anything.
Right.
Outrage doesn't do anything. What is it motivating you to do? And if we can, you know, I'm a little bit of that, like, because I went to journalism school, I'm like, wow, I can just scroll and not comment, and that's okay. But even that, I'm just not feeding myself
right.
healthy food. It's like eating junk food for 3 months, or, you know, and then wondering why you don't feel good.
Exactly. And you know, it's so funny, Krista. I had an example I was just talking to. I have a sister who's a Gen Z. And I went to this place with my husband in New Jersey. I'm not going to name it, but it's gained a lot of popularity because of Instagram, specifically TikTok and Instagram.
Oh.
And it's a spa hotel. So my husband and I went. I took him there. Way too overpriced. So, the hype is outrageous. It is ridiculous.
Really?
Don't. Do not. I'm sorry, but do not do it. I will text you in the commercial break. No, I just talked my sister out of it. I said it was the biggest waste of money. It is an Instagram. It is literally so, because they use social media to get people to go. And so we went. It was one of the Christmas gifts I gave my husband. I totally regretted it. It was such a waste of money. It was not enjoyable. It was not relaxing. It was literally an Instagrammable haven. It was awful. You would never see me spend another dime on it again. And I said to him, I'm like, I'm so mad at myself that I didn't do like my journalistic integrity, which was check the reviews, ask people who have gone there before, because after the fact, and I was outraged about it, every person who I knew who had went there was like, oh, well, I did do a day pass and it was okay, but yeah, what you're talking about. And I said, man, would have been nice to have done that before I dropped all the money I did to bring my husband somewhere nice, and we did not have a good time. No, don't do it. We'll talk about
like,
it if you want.
You have to examine what you're, like, what you're a sucker for.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. I'm saying, and I share that not so that people can, like, knock us, but it's like, even as a journalist, I'm like, no, you know what? I'm done. I can't with the social media garbage and just the amount of lies and just perception that's not even real. It's just, it's outrageous. And if people don't wake up to it, so I'm telling this to my sister. She's like, well, thank God you said something. I go, well, thank God you're smarter. And this is what gives me hope. You're smart to do those things. This is a generation, as you mentioned, who's only known tech, but they also are a generation who does their homework a lot. They do. I don't know why. I have no tolerance to do it, but they do their homework better than I think I do my homework sometimes. So it's better for me to get off of it. But we'll see what ends up happening, Krista. But I always appreciate these types of conversations. And thank you so much. You're the best.
Let's make more radio happen.
Yeah, right? I'll see you back on the air. That'll be great.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much. Krista Carnes here.